Father God, we thank you for bringing us all here together this weekend, and we lift up to you our time together. We thank you for the gospel, which is your power for the salvation of everyone who believes. We thank you for Jesus Christ, in whom we are gathered together, and in whom we have every spiritual blessing. I pray for Jenny as she speaks to us this evening, and I pray that our hearts will be receptive to your word, Father. Help us to put aside our everyday concerns and listen carefully. Help us also to encourage one another in our group study time and to hold fast to the true gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we're now going to have a passage read from... Are you reading? Or, no, someone... Ian Fan's going to come and read to us from 1 Corinthians 15. And then Jenny's going to speak to us.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1-15. The resurrection of Christ. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised.
Thank you so much. Well, do keep your Bible open, and let's begin. I'll just move this out the way. Oh, Lauren, have you got the recorder for the talk? Oh, okay, great. Well, I don't know how technology works. What is at the heart of the gospel? Imagine you were sat in a cafe in town with a friend drinking a coffee or whatever you like to drink, and your friend knows you're a Christian, and they say to you, as a Christian, what do you believe? I wonder, what would you say? How would you reply? How would I reply? Or imagine you've been part of a church for a few years, a church that uses the word gospel a lot. It's a church that claims to teach the gospel faithfully. But what does it mean by gospel? Or perhaps we're here tonight and we think we're clear on what the gospel is, but find it doesn't feel very practical for day-to-day life. Is the gospel really what we're to think about each day? It's not like we're going to forget the gospel, are we? Well, look with me at Paul's words this evening, at verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he wants them to remember and to hold firmly to the gospel that saves them from God's judgment. To keep believing the good news that Paul faithfully preached to them. Otherwise, their belief has been vanity, a complete waste of time. And so for us too, we are called, as we read these words, to keep believing the gospel, to hold firm and not let go, to remember and bring the gospel to mind every day. But what is the gospel? Well, we see in these verses that the gospel is Jesus Christ, who died for sin and rose again. The gospel is Jesus Christ, who died for sin and rose again. Look with me at verse 3. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. We see here that it is certain historical fact that Jesus died on the cross, and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Jesus took on all our sin on the cross, and God the Father poured out his holy wrath and judgment on Jesus instead of on us. And this was always God's plan. Do you see where it says Jesus' death was according to the scriptures? God's plan. And it's also certain historical fact that on the third day, Jesus rose again. Again, this is in fulfillment of the scriptures. And the eyewitness evidence here for Jesus and his resurrection is overwhelming. He appeared to his disciples and to over 500 people at the same time. Jesus really did rise again. And so the gospel, when we talk about gospel, what we must mean is the gospel that Jesus Christ died for sin and rose again. This alone is the gospel that brings forgiveness of sins. This is the gospel that saves from God's judgment. This is the gospel that promises eternal life for all who repent and believe. And do you see verse 11? That it is the gospel that the apostles preached that we read in scripture. And it's the gospel that the Corinthians had believed. And so for us too. This is the gospel that we are called to hold firmly to keep on holding on to in faith every day of our lives, one day at a time. How encouraging it is to read these words and to remind one another of the very heart of the gospel. Being honest, there's one aspect of the gospel that I often especially neglect, and that's the resurrection of Jesus. A long time ago now, the years ago, I had my entrance interview for the Cornhill Bible course, and they asked me to explain the gospel to them in a few minutes. And I did. Well, I thought I did. It was only afterwards that I realised I'd forgotten to tell them that Jesus rose from the dead. I was like, oh. But I thought that was, I felt like I learnt a lot from that, that actually we talk about the cross, and the cross is vital, but so is a resurrection. And I wonder, what place does the resurrection of Jesus have in our Christian lives? Is it that dearly precious truth that makes such a difference day to day? Or perhaps it's something that we believe, but it feels far away. I wonder, what difference could it make to hold firm to the resurrection of Jesus? And you see, that's what Paul is writing about in chapter 15 of his letter. That the resurrection of Jesus and the resurrection hope we have is utterly transforming. Transforming for our lives today and every day. And so may it be that our time together this evening and into tomorrow is the time where we really look at the resurrection of Jesus together, and that his resurrection becomes so precious to us, and that it would be fuel for us, that by God's grace we would hold firm to the gospel all our days. Well, that's it from me tonight, but let's pray in a few of these truths from the passage. Heavenly Father, thank you that your gospel has been preached to us. Thank you that you've given us faith to repent and believe in Jesus. Thank you that Jesus died for our sins. Thank you that Jesus rose again. Please help us to hold firmly to the gospel every day. Please help us to share the gospel with others. And Father, this weekend, please grow us in understanding how precious the resurrection of Jesus is. Please grow us in thankfulness, joy and assurance. Please grow us in perseverance and service of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.